Across the United States today, a sense of frustration is building. People from many backgrounds are voicing anger at their government, at the widening gap between the rich and everyone else, and at a system that many feel no longer listens to ordinary citizens. Phrases like "eat the rich" have returned to public conversation, and comparisons to the years before the French Revolution are becoming more common. These signals point to a population that feels unheard and unrepresented. But do they actually mean the country is heading toward an uprising? This article takes a careful, fact-based look at the forces driving today's unrest. We will explore the economic and political pressures pushing people to the brink, examine how current conditions compare to revolutionary France, identify who is most likely to drive change, and consider what a modern American revolution might realistically look like. The goal is not to predict chaos or to take sides, but to help readers understand the moment we are living in and to think critically about where it might lead, the roots of unrest, why Americans are losing faith. To understand the current climate, it helps to look at the numbers behind the frustration. Over the past several decades, wealth in the United States has become increasingly concentrated at the very top. According to Federal Reserve data, the wealthiest 10% of American households control roughly two-thirds of the nation's total wealth, while the bottom half holds only a small fraction of it. The gap has widened steadily, and for many families it feels less like a temporary problem and more like a permanent feature of the economy. Wage stagnation and the cost of living. One of the biggest sources of anger is the gap between what people earn and what they need to live. For decades, worker productivity has climbed, but wages for most workers have barely kept pace with inflation. A person working full-time today may find that their paycheck buys less than it did for their parents. Housing, healthcare, childcare, and education have all grown more expensive, while the wages of average workers have stayed relatively flat. Meanwhile, the incomes of top executives and investors have grown dramatically. This contrast feeds a growing sense that the system rewards those at the top while leaving everyone else to fall behind. The concentration of capital. Wealth is not just income, it is also assets like stocks, real estate, and businesses. Because the wealthiest Americans own most of these assets, their fortunes grow even when ordinary wages do not. When the stock market rises, the gains flow mostly to those who already hold wealth. This creates a cycle where money makes more money, and the gap between the very rich and everyone else keeps growing. For families living paycheck to paycheck, watching billionaires add to their fortunes during hard economic times can feel deeply unfair. Political corruption and Citizens United. Economic frustration is closely tied to political disillusionment. In 2010, the Supreme Court decision known as Citizens United v. Federal Election Commission changed the rules around money in politics. The ruling allowed corporations, unions, and wealthy donors to spend unlimited amounts on political campaigns through outside groups. Supporters argued this protected free speech, but many citizens saw it as opening the door to donor-driven politics, where the loudest voices belong to those with the deepest pockets. The result, in the eyes of many Americans, is a Congress that responds more to large donors than to everyday voters. Surveys regularly show that public trust in government institutions has fallen to historic lows. When people believe their elected officials serve money rather than the public, faith in the entire system erodes. This loss of trust, combined with economic distress, forms the foundation of today's unrest. It is not one single issue, but the feeling that the rules of the game are rigged. Echoes of France, historical parallels to revolution. When people search for a historical comparison to today's tensions, they often point to France in the years before 1789. The comparison is worth examining, but it must be done carefully, because history rarely repeats itself exactly. The conditions that sparked a revolution. Pre-revolutionary France was a society of sharp divisions. A small aristocracy and clergy enjoyed enormous wealth, lavish lifestyles, and special privileges, while the vast majority of people struggled with rising food prices, heavy taxes, and limited opportunity. The monarchy seemed disconnected from the suffering of ordinary people. Public anger grew as the gap between the powerful few and the struggling many became impossible to ignore. Eventually, that anger boiled over into one of history's most famous revolutions. Where the comparison holds? Several parallels stand out. Like 18th century France, modern America has a visible and growing gap between the wealthiest citizens and everyone else. The displays of extreme wealth, from private jets to luxury compounds, can feel like a modern version of aristocratic excess. The slogan "Eat the Rich," which traces back to revolutionary France, has resurfaced in American culture as a way of expressing resentment toward the ultra-wealthy. In both eras, a large portion of the population came to feel that the people in charge did not represent them and did not share their hardships. Where the comparison breaks down. Despite these similarities, the differences are significant. France in 1789 had no democratic elections, no mechanism for peaceful change, and no way for ordinary people to remove their rulers. The United States, for all its flaws, has elections, courts, a free press, and constitutional protections. Americans can vote, organize, protest, and run for office. The average American today, even one struggling financially, generally enjoys a higher standard of living, more legal rights, and more access to information than a French peasant ever did. These differences matter because they shape how unrest can be expressed. In France, with no peaceful path forward, frustration exploded into violence. In modern America, there are still channels for change within the system. Whether those channels are working well enough to satisfy public anger is a separate and important question, but their existence makes a direct repeat of the French Revolution unlikely. The parallel is useful as a warning, not as a roadmap. The new revolutionaries, who is driving change? Every period of social tension has people at its center. Understanding who is most frustrated, and who is most likely to push for change, helps clarify the direction the country might take. A generation facing economic precarity. Younger Americans, particularly those in the millennial and Gen Z generations, express some of the strongest discontent. Many entered adulthood during or after major economic shocks. They face high student debt, expensive housing, and an uncertain job market. For many young people, the traditional milestones of adulthood, such as owning a home or building savings, feel out of reach. This economic precarity has made younger generations more open to questioning the existing system and more willing to support major changes. Polls consistently show that younger Americans hold more critical views of unchecked capitalism and concentrated wealth than older generations did at the same age. Grassroots organizers and movements. Beyond any single generation, modern discontent is channeled through grassroots movements. These movements often form around specific issues, such as wages, housing, healthcare, or government accountability. Unlike the formal political parties of the past, many of these efforts are decentralized, meaning they have no single leader and no central headquarters. Instead, they grow through networks of ordinary people who share a common frustration. This makes them flexible and hard to ignore, but also sometimes difficult to sustain. The role of social media and digital organizing. Perhaps the biggest change from past eras is the role of technology. Social media has transformed who holds influence and how movements form. A single video, post, or hashtag can reach millions of people in hours, spreading ideas faster than any pamphlet or newspaper ever could. Digital organizing allows people who have never met to coordinate protests, raise money, and share information instantly. This shift means that influence is no longer limited to politicians, media owners, or wealthy elites. An ordinary person with a phone can spark a national conversation. At the same time, social media can amplify anger, spread misinformation, and create echo chambers where frustration feeds on itself. The same tools that empower grassroots change can also deepen division. As a result, the new revolutionaries are not a single group but a broad and shifting mix of people connected more by shared frustration than by a shared plan. What revolution looks like today? When people hear the word revolution, they often picture violence in the streets. But a modern American upheaval, if it comes, may look very different from the revolutions of the past. It is worth thinking carefully about the many forms change could take. Political realignment. One of the most likely paths is change within the political system itself. Throughout American history, periods of deep frustration have led to political realignments, where voters shift their loyalties and new movements rise to power. A surge of new candidates, the rise of independent or third-party energy, and dramatic swings in elections can all reshape the government without a single shot being fired. In this scenario, the revolution is fought at the ballot box and in the policy debates that follow. Mass protest and economic disruption. Another form of modern upheaval is mass protest combined with economic pressure. Large demonstrations can draw attention to grievances and force leaders to respond. Beyond marches, people can use economic tools such as boycotts, strikes, and organized refusals to spend money. When workers withhold their labor or consumers withhold their dollars, they can pressure powerful institutions in ways that protests alone cannot. These forms of disruption do not require violence, but they can still bring significant change by affecting the economy directly. Digital activism and technological change. A modern revolution might also be largely digital. Online campaigns can organize people, expose wrongdoing, and shift public opinion at remarkable speed. Technology can also create new systems that operate outside traditional power structures, from alternative financial tools to independent media networks. In this sense, a revolution could be technological, changing how power and information flow without ever taking a traditional political form. Reform or collapse? The biggest open question is whether meaningful change can happen within the existing system or only outside of it. If people believe that elections, courts, and peaceful organizing can address their grievances, then change is likely to come through reform. But if faith in those institutions collapses entirely, frustration could spill into less predictable and more disruptive directions. History suggests that systems which refuse to adapt often face harder reckonings later. There are no certain answers here. Will Americans channel their anger into reform, or will the pressure build until something breaks? Will technology unite people around solutions, or deepen the divisions that already exist? These are questions worth sitting with, because the choices made now will shape what comes next. The tensions facing the United States are real, and the frustrations driving them are rooted in measurable economic and political conditions. Yet a modern revolution would not have to look like the violent uprisings of the past. The country still has tools for peaceful change, from elections to organizing to digital activism. Whether those tools prove strong enough to ease public anger remains to be seen. For everyday people, the wisest response is not panic but awareness. Staying informed, understanding the forces at work, and thinking critically about the future are the best ways to navigate an uncertain moment. History rarely repeats itself exactly, but it often rhymes, and paying attention is how we prepare.